You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. San Martin is a rural town of about 7,000 people just south of San Jose. For over a decade, Muslims there have been planning to build a mosque and community center to serve their growing population in Santa Clara County. The project, called the Cordoba Center, is a space for them to pray, hold events, and offer youth programs. The project was unanimously approved by the county in 2012, but shortly afterwards, the county was sued by a group demanding an environmental impact review. Now the project is set to be reviewed once again by the Planning Commission. So will this community finally get the green light to build their mosque? KELW's Muna Danish brings us the story.
Every Friday, Muslim community members in the small town of San Martin gather at a converted barn for prayer. There are sheep just outside the barn and rolling hills all around. About 60 people are here, some coming from nearby towns, including Gilroy and Morgan Hill. The space is used not just for prayer, but also for Sunday school and community gatherings.
As you can see, it's a very small barn, and Sunday schools are really hard to do. We have four classes, and it's very noisy.
That's Karen Musa, a resident of San Martin and president of the South Valley Islamic Center, a collective of over 100 Muslim families in the area. She says they've long since outgrown this barn that they've been using for the past 17 years.
A lot of our members cannot come here to pray because there's no parking and there's no space in here to pray. So they have to go elsewhere, which is a hardship.
The nearest mosque is about 30 miles away in San Jose. But with Bay Area traffic, Musa says it can take over an hour each way. That's why the SVIC has been planning to build a mosque on a 15-acre plot of land that they purchased over a decade ago. The project, called the Cordoba Center, includes a mosque, a community center, a Muslim cemetery, and a campground. Musa and Noshaba Afzal, a member of the SVIC who lives in nearby Gilroy, show me around.
You're seeing beautiful open fields that are golden, that we're famous for here in California. And to our right, you're seeing the beautiful hill that we will have for our summer retreat for children.
Just east of the site, there's a food processing facility and a cement factory. Mostly, the area is open and hilly. SVIC President Musa says the site is perfect for the project.
When we found the 16 acres and it was for sale, it was the right zoning. And it had good access, and it was available and vacant. We said, well, we could build our own. And so we bought the land. They had no idea it was going to take us 12 years to get a permit.
And they still don't have one. The Cordoba Center project was unanimously approved by the Santa Clara County Board of Supervisors in 2012. But it was still controversial. Some people voiced environmental concerns. Others argued about the community's rural character.
Hear us. Protect our community by maintaining its personality.
That's Michael Brookman with the nonprofit San Martin Neighborhood Alliance. He spoke at a public hearing about the project in 2012.
Do not get caught up in political expediency or pressure. Reconsider the land use permit, the initial report, and ensure that the future residents of San Martin will have the same chance to experience this rural flavor that we now have. Thank you.
Santa Clara County was sued by a group called the People's Coalition for Government Accountability, which requested an environmental impact review. But some members of the SVIC say the opposition had undertones, Islamophobic undertones. One of the main opponents of the project, a group called the Gilroy Morgan Hill Patriots, invited a speaker named Peter Friedman to the town. He's the founder of IslamThreat.com. Here he is speaking at a restaurant in Solano County in 2012.
On 9/11, there were 900 mosques in the United States. There are over 2,500 today. What happened after 9/11 was we bent over so far to show how tolerant we are that it created this ethical vacuum in this country, and the Muslims said, let's get in there.
Gilroy Morgan Hill Patriots President Georgine Scott Codiga declined to comment for this story. Still, the SVIC decided to go ahead with the environmental impact review. A senior planner with Santa Clara County says about half of projects that size require an EIR. It means the group had to relinquish its initial permit and submit a new proposal. President Karen Musa says it's been a lengthy and costly process.
Costco, big companies, Shell Oil, you'd expect them to have to do an EIR. But a small community, religious community, to have to take this burden is really questionable.
The result of the draft EIR came out last month, and the conclusion was, quote, less than significant impact with mitigation, unquote. That's the lowest ranking after no impact. Despite those results, many residents still have concerns about flooding and groundwater contamination. Because San Martin is an unincorporated town, residents use wells for their drinking water, and in the past, they've dealt with contamination. Community members had a lot to say about this at a public meeting on July 12th hosted by the Planning Commission. One resident said she didn't want San Martin to be like Flint, Michigan. Another said he was concerned about the proposed cemetery being close to homes dependent on well water. The EIR does mention a potential impact to water quality, but with mitigation measures such as groundwater monitoring and an annual limit on the number of burials, the impact would be negligible. Sal Achter is a member of the SVIC and project manager of the EIR. He thinks the concerns are based in fear and not fact.
First time around in 2012, when we went through the process, the opposition was mainly based on Islamophobia. This time around, they're very careful in trying to hide and veil their opposition.
He says his wife, who wears hijab, was actually confronted at the public meeting about the project in July.
One lady specifically walked up to her and told her to her face, no Muslims in our community. Right? Prior to that, she was given some literature at a local Costco that talked about the evils of Islam.
But people who oppose the project insist it's not about religion.
Really, the main issue I have is that every project that goes into our community of San Martin is supposed to serve the community. And this project doesn't serve our community.
That's Kim Ziliox. She just moved to San Martin with her family this year from San Jose.
A couple residents of San Martin that will practice at that center and utilize it. But let's even say 10 out of 7,000 people is obviously such a small percentage of who lives in San Martin.
San Martin is small, but the center is meant to be a place for Muslims from all over the South Valley to congregate. And other buildings for religious minorities, such as a Buddhist temple, already exist in the area. Plans for a major expansion of a local Hindu temple were recently approved by the Planning Commission with little objection from residents. SVIC members say the county required them to project their growth into their new proposal. So they planned for a larger community center to accommodate up to 500 people, both indoors and outdoors, compared with 150 in the original proposal. It feels to them like a lot of requirements. Other large-scale developments proposed for that area have received less attention from the community. That includes two RV parks, one of which would be directly adjacent to the Cordoba Center site. It's about the same size at 15 acres, and the plans consist of 124 stalls for RVs, a community lodge, pool, playground, and a parking lot. After 12 years, SVIC members remain determined. Again, Sal Achter.
They're veterans. They're people who are serving in active duty military here, you know, farmers, tech workers. We've been here for generations. We're not going anywhere.
Whether or not they get their mosque approved, the feeling of being singled out for their religion persists for Muslims in this community. And that's important in a time when national politics are alienating many Muslims in the United States. The Santa Clara County Planning Commission is expected to meet again this fall to consider the proposal. In San Martin, I'm Muna Danish for Cross Currents.